Yeah.
I wish nothing but dog shit upon you.
Good. Between you and me, I hope you get Ligari's disease.
Wow. Dude, that's like saying, you know what? I hope you get
Try to do my best Boston accent to come back to that. I just can't do
Harder. Harder.
God, he won that one. Totally savage. I really hope
Man to man.
We're really set the tone for tonight.
Yeah, that was impressive. Did Everyday's Holsters hear that?
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yep. He's given us a response.
Oh, yeah?
He has.
He's speechless.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? We said we were going to start at about 9:15. It's 9:15. We have a clear room. We have people on Discord. We don't have...
We have a person on Discord. Our only loyal listener.
Who I was going to consider taking speaking privileges away from, because he can kind of be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yep, here he goes.
Oh, shit.
Down in the drain.
You're talking about Jungle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Sorry, man. I didn't know we were telling you.
So
it's not really the size of the Xbox.
It's all right.
Yeah, the keck box.
Is a form of asshole that will pass that your asshole needs work. agreed.
It's only the bottom part.
I thought my PC was big.
My PC's big, but I have a full ATX case.
Relax.
My PC's bigger.
Yeah. I have a full ATX box.
We're actually, starting now. So I'm going to take us in as the conductor of this fail train that derails every instance. Yeah. I'm Megalo, as usual.
Okay? That sounds good.
We have Mom here also. Next to me is Dave.
Oh, hey.
Next to him is Demo.
Put my pants on.
Oh my, I don't know if anyone actually heard that.
No.
Hope no one did.
Alright.
Oh, I did take away your speaking
privilege. It's Scuba, by the way, if you were wondering. Yeah, he didn't finish that.
That was Scuba, the faceless wonder.
Yes. What's up? Faceless wonder.
Beardless.
Yeah, I was about to say wonder. Beardless.
He's just missing his face.
Faceless man.
Everybody loves this.
Alright, so on that note of hating your voice.
Yep.
What were we actually talking about today? Today's topic?
I don't remember. Although, I have to figure out what just happened to Audacity. Is it just puked on me?
Did it puke on you? It threw up on your dick?
Oh, God, no. That's a terrible experience. Let's never discuss that. Alright, so now I'm starting the recording again. I'm going to sit back so I don't blow the mic out. So, I'm going to do the intro again.
Oh, cry that.
So, second intro. Conductor of the fail train. We derail, yada, 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 all that bullshit.
It was somewhere in Jersey, right, that we derailed?
Yeah,
it's always
no, we don't even get there.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
We can't even do an intro. Thanks, John. And I forgot to introduce you in the intro, too.
All
right, so let's try it again. So we got the conductor, the fail conductor to the right, Megalo. You got me, he's Dave. You got John, his name is John Demo, sitting next to us.
Put my pants on.
John still put his pants on. And then we got the caboose bringing up the rear.
Hey, what's up?
Scuba.
What's going on, y'all?
And John's on.
And John's there,
And our one and only live listener, we have Everyday Holsters chiming in.
My man.
Which is awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the love. You're our one and only follower.
We made it.
Yeah, we made it. That's right.
I mean, we have people listen.
People listen, but...
But Everyday has the most engagement with us.
He's our most loyal.
Yeah.
We can't even get the people that are actually on the show to like our stuff that often.
Yeah.
AKA Jungle.
Or you.
What? Or I like myself. Every single photo.
Lie.
Check.
Lie. You didn't like
because
the
he has
did
no
now.
Life.
He's like that guy.
You just did it now. And derailed again.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Today's
bring
topic.
On the first topic.
The topic that we actually kind of wanted to toss around was Real Gear versus Repro.
Yeah.
And I know that's going to hit John really good in the feels on that one.
So, both do you ever feel dirty slinging fake gear?
No.
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 Yes.
Why do you? Well, okay. Scuba, why do you feel dirty slinging fake gear?
The reason I feel dirty, I don't think dirty is the right word for it. I think it's not comfortable, some of it. at least the stuff that I tried before I started getting in the real stuff, it wasn't that comfortable. Whether okay. it was
but that's not the question. The question was, do you feel dirty slinging, a.k.a. selling fake gear?
That selling?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I didn't know wearing. No, my apologies. No,
I
don't
get that's why I aimed, I don't that's why I aimed it at Dave.
I could, honestly, I could really care less.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? If they're going to get into it, buy a Condor MOPC or...
The kids still buy those?
People still buy them.
Yeah, no, that's a hot item.
Or the DEFCON PC, which is pretty much like a JPC.
The hoppable play carrier?
Yeah, the hoppable play carrier.
No. What do they call it?
The DEFCON no play carrier.
Oh.
It's nothing, a DEFCON really play carrier, but it's a JPC knockoff.
Yeah. And it's like $75. I'll sling that shit there was another, all day long.
There was another company who made a JPC repo. They called it the jumping plate carrier.
I mean, they're not wrong. You can jump.
Literally anything to avoid trademark.
Yeah, pretty much.
Multicam is LAN camo. It's great.
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that LAN term thrown in a while.
What, multicam?
Yeah. Well, no, not multicam, but LAN camo.
Yeah, LAN camo.
Yeah, sorry, run that MTP swag.
Yeah, eat it. Scorpion.
Oh my god, shut up.
But, I mean, all of us have had fake gear in our lives. And probably still do own some sort of fake gear.
So it depends, what are you defining as fake gear?
Not one of the major companies.
What if it's an original design by not one of your main companies?
Like what? In what sense? Play carriers are kind of original.
Yeah. I mean, they're crap qualities. They qualify as
okay, fake. China... China made versus
China.
Sorry. Yeah. Wow. Relax there, Trump.
Huge.
Huge difference. China made versus just like the US made.
So what about a brand that makes quality gear but isn't a real gear brand? Like let's say a Pantac.
Okay. So Pantac or Fly, whichever one you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, Pantac's actually gone.
Really?
I don't believe they're on the map anymore.
No, they have them on
Google. No, they just put out their mini map like 6 months ago.
Of course it did.
Is that a GMR mini-map club?
I don't think...
No, it's literally this Fugazi design, but it's a Pantac USA design.
Okay.
Okay, well, so it's Pantac USA. That means that Wallace is probably working something out then.
They're trying, from what I understand.
But to your point, like, Pantac that they used to import, sell it as Pantac USA, that's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now it's just Fly and whatever Pantac USA has.
Okay. Yep.
Well, it depends. I mean, Pantac's prices aren't too far off from Eagle products, and that's who they come off of.
Yeah.
Well, I would honestly put Pantac, and this may trigger some Spurglords, but Pantac with the same kind of quality as LBX, just because they're using high-end materials, but it's stitched overseas.
Yeah. LBX is sewn in Peru.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's literally non-American compliant LBT.
Just as long as the products is stitched well, then it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, their hands are just so perfect for it.
Yeah, Peruvians. But like, you know, you see the people that have to have the highest quality. I need to have all this, you know, high-speed gear.
So, Strike Force kids.
Yes.
And
yeah, actually, so, you were Strike Force kids these days, right? Or is it higher end gear? Is it the Condor gear?
Sometimes because
like when I still played at Strike, it was a lot of kids in like low end gear, and then you had that core group, like the Lodats guys like him, who started out in crap gear and almost immediately made the jump to real shit.
Everybody,
it's a very small group,
and I credit the DBT FAPC that I had for converting them.
I love because
that thing
I
became a whore.
Yeah, of course. But a lot of kids now, you see, they're all, like, it's pretty much cry or bust. I don't see anybody, with the exception of the kids that are just getting into it.
But 3 months, they'll be cry or bust, too.
Exactly. They're wearing, you know, like, cry pants and this, that, and the other.
I got AOR 2, son. I paid $900 for these things.
Mostly, they made the most
no one's doing Eagle,
right
no one's
now.
Doing LBT.
Yeah.
Dude, Eagle...
It used to be LBT.
Eagle's been very quiet lately, from what I've seen.
Eagle's
like,
been quiet for years.
Yeah,
no,
but...
They came out
with the... Instead of the DPC, whatever they called
MAC.
The MAC, yeah.
And
that kind of... They kind of got... you know, it was nice. I mean, I still have my DPC.
But then again,
actually, they're available for retail.
Yeah, but they don't need to because they're still fulfilling all the SOF LCS kits.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they don't really need to innovate anything because
they have
swag money from government contracts.
They still have government contracts, yeah, which is awesome for them. That's great, yeah. But I haven't seen anything.
Well, around the time that the DPC and the MMAC came out, that was like peak LBT 1694 time.
Huge.
So... Yeah. That was before JPCs. That was before...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for kids who are listening, there were play carriers before JPCs.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
I remember, the 1694 is huge.
1694 was huge.
What was before the 1694?
EPC.
EPCs.
I had one of those.
I never liked them because they were too... They just never fit me right.
Yeah.
That was my first...
It was like wearing a boogie
board. Gear.
Your first bit of real gear.
And it was from Burner. I bought it off Burner.
So actually, the first gear I bought was real gear. I bought an SDS IRAC.
Ooh, an SDS.
Yeah, I still have it.
I think
good for you.
I bought it from Ranger Joe's.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, back in the day, it was the Blackhawk Crossdraws that
yeah.
we all had.
Oh, actually, I did have one of those
yep.
before I had the IRAC.
There was the Blackhawk Crossdraws, and then like,
I didn't know if we were lumping that into real gear.
Blackhawk's real gear.
Blackhawk is
real
well,
gear.
It depends on when you're talking about, though, because, like, Blackhawk back in, like, 2002 to, like, 2005 timeframe was legit. Like, it was expensive
and
high quality.
Well, so
now it's just dog
it was
shit.
Crazy expensive. All right. Because the EOD vest, like what I had, were not crazy expensive when you bought, like, now they're, like, $190. They were, like, $90 back in the day.
Okay, so you got, you know, every day is actually timing in with the... The RRV, the Cirrus, and the MBSS. The MBSS...
Right, that's kind of all the classic, you know...
What we're really talking
about
is, like,
think about, like, what we have that
basically.
Everyone on, like, military photos saw,
airsofters
those were the best.
Hold on, you got two people talking about the same... Wait, what?
I heard two voices.
All right, Jungle, you go.
All right, so I was saying what Everyday Holsters is referencing is kind of, like, the classic vests from, like, typical OEF pictures that you saw on, like, militaryphotos.net.
Yep.
Those were the swag vests that all the cool guys were wearing.
But I'm talking about like stuff that people actually had when you rolled out to the field. Like, you didn't see many Cyruses, you didn't see many of the other vests, like the ROVs, until later. Like, the EPC was that everyone's got to have at plate carrier for airsofters.
Yeah, the EPC was, that was like the go-to for a while. And, you know what, we could probably thank Mr. Wally Polnuts for the change... Well, it was EPCs, and then 1694s,
and
then JPCs.
Yeah.
So he's been kind of leading the gear.
So
train
do you
on
think
that.
He just finds cool gear first, or do you think people imitate him, or do you think it's column A and B?
You know what?
For
would
the majority,
probably say
I think it's following Polly Walnuts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would probably say
that's
definitely
majority,
following.
Yeah.
The
good.
Other
well,
is
would...
looking at pictures and seeing, oh, that's what they're wearing. I want that.
Yeah.
Like. You see a CO wearing, like, a Cyrus or MBSS or something like that.
I mean, because if you think about it, the JPC, because the JPC's been out since, I mean, remember Mike had one back
remember
when
Mike
we were going
had,
to OPP.
Which is mine.
Yeah.
It's the one I have
so
now.
That
yeah,
was,
JPC's an old design.
Yeah, it's an older design. It's been out for a while.
Like 2011?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He even said, like, I didn't like the cummerbund that came with
yeah.
it, and he didn't even think about maybe... Probably at the time, changing it up, doing that.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing with helmet setup and everything, too. Like, the airframe was out for a little bit, and it's just...
Well, actually, if you had listened to their newest episode, that was, that was it, the
oh,
secret,
yeah.
the secret grab?
I saw that, yeah, I listened to that, too.
Well, yeah,
was
that was
hysterical.
Brawl saying that,
was,
that
yeah.
he got that and was hoping not to get his ass reamed out by the rest of them.
Yep.
Yeah, no, when Brian went to Cali, he just fucking put it in his bag. He's like, maybe I'll bring my Mitch. And then he's like, no, fuck it. I'm just going to pull this. And then he pulled it out of his bag. And they kind of looked at him, but they kind of were like, whatever.
Almost. What did he pull out of his
okay,
bag?
So Brian or Ross, I don't remember which one it was.
It was Brian.
Brian Holes bought a airframe.
Okay.
To go against the grain. He's like, oh, I want something different. I'm going to buy an airframe.
And it's like just when he got patched in.
Yeah. And... They were all going to Cali for that demo.
For
game.
Lion Claws.
Lion
off Lion Claws.
The big...
So,
thing, yeah.
From there, it was like, you know what, let me bring... No, fuck it. I'm going to bring the good. Brought that and put that on. like going against uniform regulation for it and all that stuff.
Yeah, didn't tell anybody about it. Literally on staging, just like put it on.
Yeah,
everybody was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, it was. There was definitely a good one.
You mind if I get one of those?
Yeah, you want one of them? One of them, Janice?
I didn't try it.
Oh, it's also what I think. To the point of GMR and like innovation with gear that Burner even talked about. It's like they do go through so many iterations and cycles looking for whatever competitive advantage they can get.
Yeah.
That it is like they're their own, you know, group that just innovates in amongst themselves, and then everyone sees them running it and they're like, oh, that's a good idea. I might want to try that.
Yeah. They put a lot of testing into their stuff. But again, that also kind of circles back to the point and the topic. They're only buying real stuff.
Yeah.
They're or not
making.
I mean, their situation's also best, different than the majority of airsoft.
Best wise, sure, but
still purchasing.
Personally, I feel it's only time.
Yeah, that makes sense. But
do you
like,
think he drop a PC design?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe.
Also, you know, I'd like to welcome Ricky Ricardo into Discord.
Oh, nice.
We got two.
We've got two.
We made it.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
That's
welcome.
What's up.
But I think it's just only time. I mean, maybe the JPC is not going to work for something in the future because the game is always changing and it's always a constant change. So eventually the JPC is not going to work for the job anymore. Yeah.
It's true.
So like change is the only constant.
Yes. I hate that term, but it's so true.
Yeah.
So
going yeah, and it's like, and the situation dictates.
That shit is,
dude.
So going at like real gear versus repro gear again.
Yeah.
We're saying new Blackhawk is not real gear.
No,
it's not real gear. I mean, they're a company that's real. It's just their quality is dog shit.
Their quality has gone down hardcore.
Okay. See, I haven't since I sold my EOD 10 years ago. I have not seen a piece of Blackhawk gear.
Yeah, Blackhawk, their quality went down. Like, it's still the same materials, but the quality of
the
build
stitching's
is
gone down.
Yeah, big time.
I got a good one for y'all. Everyday Holsters, please chime in on this too. Favorite vest that you ever had?
Favorite vest that I ever owned?
Yeah.
I have to say, it's the one I currently own. It's the one I got from Dave. It's my pre-MSA Black Buckle Paraclete HPC.
Yep. That I chalked that up. That was one of my favorites. I enjoyed my Wesatch.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the way the Wesatch looks, but
held so much.
It's a kitchen apron on me.
So many magazines. It was good. Because it was like it spun the difference between a chest rig and a vest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a Wesatch is, right?
Yeah. I've seen it plenty of times.
John?
I don't know. Right now, as of right now, it's a toss-up between the CPC and the ABS. It really is. The CPC is so well balanced and comfortable, but the ABS...
It's like your sports bra?
Essentially, yeah. It's small-ish. I mean, it's still a full-size plate carrier, but it's got the harness system, which balances the plates, and then I can also run the pack on it, which tanks it.
Speaking of fake gear, have you seen anyone with the Repro ABSs, like the Rasputin?
The Rasputin ones, from what I understand, are really nice. So, the only problem is you can't get them in solid colors right now.
Oh, they only come pattern?
Yeah.
Well, so it's the TMCs come solid, but they're not as high quality.
No. Rasputin would be the best bang for buck you can get, as far as quality. I mean, I would say they're almost on par with, like, the Simapa ones.
Really?
Which are a little... They're hard to tell the difference between the Cry quality ones, too. I mean, you probably would... Some people would buy a Cry for, like, the name, but if you're on a budget,
I don't give a fuck
say,
about the name. I give a fuck about functionality.
I'm just saying,
Some
people would.
Yeah.
But for functionality, I'd say the Rasputin ones would be good for the money.
I
haven't seen them in person. I've seen the Simapa ones.
Yeah.
So, I have something to bring up after we finish this.
Mm-hmm.
So, your favorite vest. I know what you're going to say.
Mine is currently the DPC, man. I still own it, and I still rock it. And it's
so, you're still stuck in 2009. You're in the 6094 days.
Dude, that's fine. I mean, to be honest, the vest works great
for
me.
Sorry, I'm stuck in Task Force Black.
Because I don't get out as much, and I like it. I mean, I would love to upgrade.
But
I've
it does what you need it to do.
It does what I need to for now, and to be honest... I don't play enough to put that into the
investment. It's like that retro cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
You know
it's
what?
Like, it's like vaporwave.
If I get back into it Seamless. More like I hope to, airsoft and everything, aesthetic. Then I will definitely probably be upgrading. I mean, we'll see what the next op brings. If I,
yeah.
Which I plan on going to.
I hope so.
So, Jungle, your favorite vest?
Ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you've owned, that you've used.
Lord.
Every day, Hester is still running MBSS like a fucking boss.
See, no.
Badass.
So I said the DPC was vaporwave.
Yeah.
The MBSS is vaporwave.
Oh, so good. I love it.
And no, so like, honestly, he's not wrong. The MBSS
is a beautiful
is an awesome yeah. carrier.
No, it is great.
So I have yet to run it, but what I've always wanted to do is take an MBSS and put the cummerbund kit from the LCS on that. So that way it's like a slimmer version of an EPC.
Okay.
And I know you liked your EPC.
The EPC is probably still my favorite vest I've ever owned.
Haven't you owned like three of them?
Relax there, Joe.
Yes. Well, that's why I literally go through and I'm like, that was dumb. I should buy one again. And I saw one for like $130 the other week online. And I was like, shit, I need that. Wait, that would be dumb. I'm not going to buy that.
I'm right now actually in a toss-up. Do I get rid of my JPC, go back in time a little bit, and pick up an Arbav?
Ooh.
Because the Arbavs...
Do they need an Arbav, son?
Dude, I'm thinking Arbavs. You're supposed to be getting one from Bay, so...
Look, it's a different business line. Like, I gotta find the right person to talk to. I'm working on it.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, I mean... somewhere... Right now, they exist. I just need to find the right person to talk to.
Right.
Be like,
now,
yo, let me get one of those defect RBAVs with like bad stitching.
Oh yeah, give me bad stitching. Give me a fucking misplaced fucking PAS weapon. I don't
give a shit.
He'll
take it with a cum stain on it.
Probably. It's got bodies probably on it then too. the RBAVs on eBay right now in Ranger Green. The was it DLCS RLCS is like $135.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. But the problem is they're so, like, cumbersome.
Well, yeah, they're not play carriers, they're armor
carriers. No, they're armor carriers, so it's like, I might pick one up just to have, and just, like,
make
dick around with.
Kit, like, and also, down the road, try to find, like, a full-size Ranger Green map, throw it on the back.
Oh, they're there.
A satchel pouch.
But the problem is also, I was looking through, like, RLCS on eBay, and Pinor bags... $170.
Wow.
$170 for a dick bag.
Literally, you pay.
I have you for free. I don't need
to. Exactly.
I don't need one.
I'm all the dick bag you need.
Yeah, some of the Ranger Green stuff is very price gouged.
Yeah, RLCS stuff is definitely it's jumping up in price right now. But that would be one I might.
So what I had found. I was on Task Force Tea Time, and someone posted up a link that I think it's First Lancers. They're one of the US-based UK impression teams.
Okay.
They're doing a deal.
Yeah, they're out of New Hampshire or Vermont.
Yeah, so they're doing a deal where it's $150, and basically it's a complete impression.
Really?
Everything but the gun. And then they have like a line on like dealer pricing for L85s, L1A1s, stuff like that. So I'm tempted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna do it?
Yeah.
If we get L1A1s, can I wear short shorts?
Of course.
And talk in a terrible accent?
Of course.
Alright. Because I might want to do that. Yeah. That might be like a nice spring summertime kit. Especially out in the brambles that are on the new field.
I was actually going to say, you probably need to invest in DEET.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's
100%.
Right. That's cheap.
Yeah, it's, you know, we can find that.
And then the cancer treatments.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That's definitely not cheap enough.
I don't know. I want to see the tan color, though.
Yeah.
Because the actual Maritime's tan is almost like a gray.
Okay.
Is it MJK?
Matt Johnson?
Matt Johnson khaki.
Yeah.
It's not quite gray. It's not quite tan. It's not quite green.
But it's not hard, quite pink.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to tell what color it is. It's tan by Opscore, but...
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, no, that's something I'm kind of working on. But
I know FMA does it.
I completely forgot where I was going with this.
You were talking about going back in time, doing it all
that. Oh, yeah, doing all that stuff. Because, like I said, my MRE rail will be here this weekend. Mm. That's going on the recoil shock, so it's going back to the CAG Squad days.
Cagnus Everdeen?
Yeah, Cagnus Everdeen's coming back.
Nice.
I'm going to rebuild her out of a much better gun.
Nice.
Do Bubble Rails even fit the recoil shock? Because I know the Black 2s are always at Helm's Bay.
I have no idea, but that's why I have you.
If you Dremel enough, anything bastard. Will work.
No, fitting too loosely.
Oh. Oh. If you shim enough, anything will work.
It's all right.
We'll see.
I have you in a liquor store that, you know, will totally work, so.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true. Everything can be fixed with enough liquor.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But, I mean, liquor. Even sticking with, going back to fake gear, real gear. Pros and cons of, like, the people wearing, like, oh, I only wear real helmets. I only wear ballistic helmets when I go to games. Or
that's dumb.
You're dumb.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying. Or you have those people that run full plates and full ballistic helmets at games when they could just go buy a repro that looks exactly like it and like an eighth of the weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see the point in wearing real plates and real helmet at an op. Yeah. It's a game. It's a sport. If you want to wear the helmet to look the part, get a repro that weighs next to nothing.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is slowing yourself down. It's not providing you any protection that you wouldn't get from the helmet.
What if you're running night vision? Do you believe repos are okay? Or do you need to change some things out?
That's a some type deal.
Okay.
So, like, if you had, say, and I hate to throw brands around, I try to be, you know, as neutral as possible on certain things. Like the Dragon Reds.
Yeah.
Those are solid helmets. The straps are okay. You'd probably get away with running nods on a Dragon Red. I wouldn't trust a shroud.
Faded Giant, I ran the Dragon Red airframe.
Yeah.
Swapped it out with an OpsCore strap, upgraded the pads, and it was fine to run day noodles the entire time.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
But if you're starting with like a $35 OpsCore knockoff, you're probably going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
That's kind of one. You'll spend $80, $100, $120 on the shell.
When you get to the point of like where you're spending the money that would get you a cheap ProTec, you know what? Spend the $10 more and get the helmet that looks the way you want it to look.
Yeah. Because essentially, I don't know, the way I look at it is I'm going to buy a helmet like that just so I don't smash the back of my head on
God knows what.
On God knows what.
Yeah.
So that's my main thing is I would do that to literally protect my noggin.
Yeah.
That's really it.
I mean, get a concussion at a game would suck dick.
Yes, absolutely. So it would either be, oh, I buy a ProTec and build a baller-ass, like, old-school kit for it. Put your pants on. And or just go with, like, a repro airframe. Whether it's the, you know, the Dragon Red or the JC Airsoft. You know, any of those. There's a lot of choices out there that could
yeah,
work.
As far as running nods, though, I would not trust a repro shroud. Not one bit.
No. Agreed. Absolutely.
Nope,
so, like, I would say not even a Dragon Red, like, OpsCore bump clone.
So it actually great.
But the problem is, they have molded in shrouds.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
The bumps all have molded in shrouds.
Oh, the bumps. I'm sorry. Yeah, no,
so that's why with those, I would say you need to find, like, an OpsCore carbon or ballistic clone where it's just drilled for holes.
Mm-hmm. Always drilled for holes.
Yeah, you always gotta drill for holes.
That's right.
The old jazz hands routine on the Gargler.
That's right. So, yeah, there's been some ideas tossed around, because I looked into also buying the Team Wendy straps, which are super comfortable. So, you know, spend $250, $300 on a repro that works. That's really just going to protect my head, which I have no problem doing, because you're pretty much only given one of them, and as well protect it.
The only reason why I even ended up going for the real OpsCore instead of sticking with the airframe was because of the straps. Because for the real OpsCore, you can get the strap with the chin with the buckle on the right side instead of on the left.
That's true, because you're
because those have the huge buckles on them.
Yeah.
Which, when you go to shoulder, sucks.
Because you have downspear.
Yeah.
Forgot.
Wrong-handed.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of choices. Actually, John, what helmets do you have?
I just have one.
You have one?
Mitch.
I thought you had a 2002 also.
Oh, yeah, I just have the shell.
Okay.
I paint, that's
Are yours real, fake, repro?
Well, the Mitch is real.
The 2000's real. The 2001 is fake. It's from Rothko. It's like one of those hard shell ones.
Okay.
Just no pads inside. I bought the real Mitch because it was cheap. It was like $75.
Yeah, yeah, you can find those for, you know, chump change.
And that's what, a 2000 you have?
Yeah. It's not that heavy, actually. It's because it's got nothing on it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's set up nice, though. I like your setup. I'm not a huge fan of 2000s, but John's got a nice little setup.
Yeah, I really like the 2002s.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, those are nice.
Well, we'll see where that deal goes on those Maritimes, and that'll definitely definitely fix you up with something nice. But even go back to like the old them NSB days. It was the Alps Corps.
Yeah,
I
still had it. I got the.
I still have mine.
I bought the
sold it.
Real Ops Corps bump.
Yep.
And I had Daddy.
Yep.
Shave it down, filled in the holes, put a real shroud on it. Added the extra piece on the back,
mm-hmm.
and I was good when I had 14s.
Yeah, I mean, I had the same thing. Mine was the trial run for yours and yes. Wyman's.
Yeah.
So.
Well, mine's Wyman's.
Yours is Wyman's. Okay.
Yeah,
so.
I also still have my old one, which is the fake Dragon Red Ops Corps.
Yeah.
I bought someone from NSB from before my time in NSB's.
It wasn't mine, because I think I told
someone. You had to buy member... No, I had member mics also.
I think you sold member mics to me.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because you got... Because when Wyman got out, you bought his.
I bought his, and then I'm like, wait, I have two. I don't need two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that time, I think I'd just gotten my nods.
Yeah.
Because I stayed away from helmets till I got nods. I still hate running helmets.
So do I mean, but...
I got three helmets now.
Yeah.
I got an airframe. I have a Mitch 2000, and
I mean, personally, I'm a ball cap kind of guy.
Yeah.
So
lately, man, that's just been so much fun to do.
So that or because it's American day flag game bandanas. Yeah. Like, there's really hasn't been much
back
else.
When we did Hawaiian Day in the summer.
The Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
They'll be making their return.
Yep. Hawaii.
Oh, you're coming. If you come to the Georgia game, we'll be wearing those and a lot of silkies.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I already took off.
Good.
I think I'm going.
You better be. You took off.
I know. I already took off. Well, I gotta go down there anyways.
Yeah. So you might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
It's gonna be a grand old time. Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
It's gonna be good. Jungle, you coming?
Oh boy, putting me on the spot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live. Other one.
Everyday Holster said he's coming around.
And that other dude.
He just texted us.
Actually, it's funny because he actually did say, I think I'm going to.
See?
That's actually hysterical.
Yeah, it's going to depend on a few things.
You're letting the fans down, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You're looking.
But there's a lot of unknowns right now with my job and where I'm going to be. So, till that's kind of settled, I don't want to commit to it.
Okay. Real world problem.
So worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, you fly down, we'll take your gear, and you can do that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just invite your work friend. That sounds fun.
That's because we'll Scuba wants to ride on his lap the whole way down.
Hey, man.
I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. But.
Whoa.
We'll see.
John, you're married. You don't speak about that.
He could be on the down low.
Okay, that's true. There's
on the DL, you know?
The pickle park.
Not cheating if you're cheating with the opposite sex, bro.
What?
What?
The same sex?
It says right here in Leviticus, oral sex is not cheating.
Yeah. That's terrible. That's horrible. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say, Scuba?
Nothing.
You think there's a female in the room?
Yeah.
Where? Gross.
I know.
Few females. They have cooties.
Yeah.
They do.
The repro, like the pros and cons versus the repros.
I liked my repro.
Which helmet? Just helmets in general.
Just in general, just no gear, helmets.
Honestly, the
I never had a ton of repro stuff.
Not at all.
It really depends. Like you at least want to spend the maximum amount you can on a repro.
Yeah,
repro. Because like the cheapest. I've seen like some really garbage Mitch 2000s.
Yeah.
That are like the thin plastic. It almost look like it would be a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Like, generic soldier.
Yep. generic soldier number 6.
Yeah. Other than that, some of the bumps aren't bad. I just changed the straps. The FMA Maritimes and their ops cores are fine. I think Condoring's a pretty good Mitch. It's reminiscent of
they
that
used to.
One.
They used to make an awesome Mitch.
Their Mitch was awesome back in the day.
Yeah, I assume they just don't make it anymore.
I got a thought. I had one of the best, what I feel was
I find
one of
on
the best Mitches.
Yeah.
They have, like, the arc rails. Those are actually fairly decent as far as, like, Condor goes.
Yeah.
Other than that, not too many other companies stand out.
Actually, I think one of my favorite things that I saw were the knockoffs of the real holsters. So you'd say, or like the knockoffs of the Blackhawk Serpas that were more expensive than buying the real Serpas, and people would go and buy those.
No.
Yes,
people were
spending $50, $60 for the Serpas when you can find them everywhere online for like $25.
It's the same
30
thing
bucks.
With fake mackerel products. It almost ran the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As like.
I mean, so reason. I get some of the PTF stuff, like the magazines.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because of
AEG grip stuff like that. But like, why would you buy a Magpul PTS MOE handguard when you can buy a Magpul MOE handguard for $5
same
more?
Same thing with the
or
stocks.
Sometimes
like the
they're actually less.
On the MOEs, they're cheap now. They're like $65 for the CTR with the lock on it.
Yeah.
And the MOE's like $50 to $40.
Yeah. I remember that.
Those are for real firearms.
Yeah. I remember them being. Because
the ammo market's so saturated now. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's such a different market from when I built mine.
I know. It's crazy. Like, looking at all the things, it's like, oh, you have 9 different foregrips now. And they are all the same price.
Yeah.
Versus, oh, you have the RVG or the MOE grip. That's
well,
it.
My build at full price was like $1,500.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't pay that because I hunted around for a year for deals to build mine.
Yeah.
Now you could build that same gun for like $500.
Yep. It's crazy.
Fucking 5.5 pound ultralight AR.
It's crazy. And then, like, even looking at, you know, some more accessories, the rails and stuff like that, that are pretty much the exact same thing as, you know, the real rails.
Yeah.
Like the Daniel Defenses, where they were just filled in a little bit so you couldn't run a gas tube, but they were all the same. It literally came out of the same mold, and everything. The material was almost the same.
The real Daniel Defenses, I don't know if it's a different material,
okay,
but the hard coat on the outside is different, because if you take a real Daniel Defense rail, and you take a flat bastard file, the finer side,
okay,
and you run it across it, it'll go across it like glass.
Okay.
You do that on like the Madball ones or one of the clones, you'll dig into it with that side.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a difference in material or a difference in the hard coat on the
but
outside.
But also you have like a $200 difference between them, so I would expect there to be a quality difference too.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know.
You're not taking your rail to a file out in the field.
Yeah.
Although, you know, that is somewhat a decent simulation if you're smashing your rail against a concrete wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then again, you know, of course everyone wants to do that.
Like, you've never done that enough.
Smashed my gun.
Not intentionally, but like, you know.
Oh,
you push up, take
it
around,
pinging it, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I was like,
I've never fallen on a gun.
I have once. It was one of my.
Actually, I've never fallen on a knot, period.
No, but I've seen you spike your gun in half.
Yes. Not in half.
Not in half, but I'm pretty sure you halftime show spiked it.
Yeah.
Along with your ear pro and your glasses.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
You were not happy.
Yeah.
The
best was after I walked away from the dude who had pissed me off,
yeah,
and I just barked into the radio and told Schultz to eat a dick.
Yeah.
And Schultz, like, knew that I was really upset, so he's like, he comes to me, he's like, yeah, I told him to go eat a dick. I was like, thanks. And he didn't.
Yeah, no, he walks back over, and he just had this, like, I'm gonna murder everyone look on his face.
Because, the TM was locking up because I'd worn out the trigger, so to get it to fire, I had to, like, every maybe 100 shots, go and, like, basically mortar, like, slam the stock against the ground. So I do that, and this guy's like, God, you need to act more professional. And I was just like, I was pissed.
You were hungry.
I was hungry.
Yeah.
My hand was hurting. Angry. It was, like, not long after I had the issue.
You didn't have your tea.
I just fucking, I told him to mind his own business, and the guy got in my face about it, and I just fucking snapped on him.
Oh, so good. John, you were standing there.
What's
that? I was. That was one of the scariest things.
Yeah.
Like, Megalo
he told
was
me
ready
that,
to kill someone.
Yeah.
Because to get my gun to work, I butt-stocked it against him. He told me to act more professional.
Right.
At a fucking airsoft game.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I had the chance, and I was using, like, my E&L AK, to breach a room and I want to go through the window, I want to throw my AK first.
Yeah. That's pretty much, dude. The E&Ls will hold it, too.
Yeah,
the stock latches can get bent. Like, mine got bent. If you hold the gun by the stock and give the body a nice whack, it'll open up.
I mean, everyone should know.
Fold the stock first, then throw it.
Everybody knows that, you know, AKs are supposed to be run without a stock.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Because underfolders.
Fucking hate underfolders.
So, well, they fucking hate you.
Alright, so now we're off on a tangent.
It's fine.
This has actually been more on the rails than normal.
It's on a tangent, but it's on a topic on the tangent. It's not like, oh, look, I, you know, went and did something on the weekend in the internet.
Gear or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright.
Yeah.
Nobody said we had to stay on topic. And shit.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm the conductor of this train, because it's always off the rails.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing pennies on the track.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Wyman's there to pick him up.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Would, you know what?
Shout out
would
to
we, would he be able to come back? Would he want to come back?
I was actually speaking to him about this a few weeks ago. He would totally love to come out on the podcast.
Okay,
and I told him, like, let's do it. And it's just that time of year right now. It's busy with everything. I mean, we're all busy. Holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think after the new year, that's when it slows down for him.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty much everyone's time.
No,
yeah.
Not for me.
Well, not for you.
Neither me. I'm busy till new president.
Yeah.
End of year work stuff.
What?
Yeah, that gets busy for you.
Nope, not I.
So do we want to, what are we at?
Actually,
January. I definitely don't want to end it.
We're only at like a half hour. Like, this is not long. We could go into the backup topic, which is going ops. Do you train for it or do you just wing it?
That's a good topic.
So I'm all for training for an op or just training in general. Like, I feel that if you are going to go and do something, anything that you do in life, you should be trained and ready for it. Even if that just means, like, dicking around with your shit at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean,
I dig around with my dig a lot.
I do agree.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta practice.
Fuck,
yeah,
man. Like,
it's true.
Literally.
So you know how to get there faster than anyone else. It's a race, and I always win. I'm definitely... I'm actually about the training thing, too. Because you got to brush up on skills. A lot of us have not really done anything in years.
No, and what really like amazes me is every time we start training again, because every few months we'll try and start up again.
Yeah.
Just how quickly we swing back into it.
Yeah, we're very slow movers when it comes to all that. But because a lot of times it's like, yeah, we're doing it, and then we're there for like 45 minutes. We're like, all right,
because
let's go drink.
It's almost if to the point where like we need something to challenge us again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we'll set up this stuff that is actually fairly challenging to shoot, and we'll almost just walk through it.
Yeah.
Like, without really an issue.
Which, actually, I did something with the TFN guys,
I gotta come down there one TFN.
A week or two ago? Or, something like that. But it was pretty much...
We gotta get them on again.
Yeah, they were good.
Lee and Pete had to move from one side of the field to the other.
Mm-hmm.
While me and Jay were hunting them.
Okay.
So they had to move as a two-man thing. We were given two outs. They had unlimited respawns.
Okay.
Or whatever.
So we could do it in better time, is how you worked it out.
Kind of. Because
I always like to try and make it competitive. Because the last time we got really excited at training is when we set up in that, you know, that hallway with the rooms on either side?
Yes.
And we set up the kill rooms and we timed going through
and
you ran directly against someone?
Yeah, that was good.
Because everyone
too.
Got really excited for that. It worked. It was fun.
Yeah. That was definitely good. The thing I did with TFN, so pretty much they had to move from, you know, one objective to the other, but had to move quietly because there were also targets that they had to take out. No, it's not, it was like
did they have to shoot them or did they just
targets.
Approach the target?
They had to shoot them.
Okay.
But essentially, Jay and I were the op four. So, I mean, I was doing pretty much like put two on them or near them and then just sprint across the other side of the field, do it from the other side. So I was literally like, you know, just playing with them the entire time. And it was a lot of fun because it got their situational awareness up. It got me a chance to just fuck around with people.
That also probably helps fix, like, your body positioning and cover utilization. Because that's something that, like, when we train, how we train, you don't really think about, right? With how we train, generally, when we're shooting, you're really only caring about getting a good shooting stance to get the rounds on the target as fast as possible.
And you're forgetting about what?
You're forgetting about, like, your body positioning in reference to staying in cover.
Yes and no, though. I mean, it's all depending.
As well as just...
If it's woods ball, probably thinking about cover at the same time, but...
If we're on pre-op training,
fuck no. You're trying to get down that hallway to the next door, or you're trying to get to the next building.
Wait,
you don't care about
it. Why are you, like, getting so into pre-ops? Aren't you a little bit more into post-ops?
Oh.
Why not both?
But why not both? Why not Zoidberg?
I think,
But you still have Zoidberg.
That's right.
I think that training, like, before an op is really good, especially the way we did it.
Yeah.
Like, we trained for OPP for, like, a year. I mean, personally, like, because I was younger, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, you just got so much out of it, and you were so excited for the game, and then that game didn't disappoint for me. That game was totally worth all the training and all the... It was worth every little bit of it, and then at the same time, like, I'm so glad I did that training, because now when I get back into training, I can, when I'm going through, it's like, I realize what I did there wrong. Like, when I go through and do it, I realize right after I do it, fuck, I fucked this up, I didn't look left, whatever. And then it'll get fixed very quickly.
Yeah.
So training is huge. I think you definitely need it for an op.
Jungle, you really come from that Jawbreaker school of, you know, wing it, we're just going to go to an op, right?
So... Me personally, I kind of fall into both camps. I think it depends on the op you're going to and the experience you want to have at the op. Because, like, if I'm going to a John Liu event, I am not fucking training for that thing.
At this point, no.
But if it's something that is going to challenge me personally and physically, yeah, I don't want to be the slowest guy on the squad. You know, I want to be able to hold my own and make sure my shit and skill set is squared away.
So if you're going to a Bubba op, would you train?
No. I'm just going to be like, Bubba, I know all the same shit you do. Like, let's talk clearances, my man. Get bent. But if I'm going to, like, a Milsim West, yeah, I'm going to bust my ass to make sure I'm ready to go for that thing.
And specifically for that AO too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so you
like believe... it depends on what AO you're going to, and then you know what game you're going to. If I'm just going there to dick around with my bros, like no, I'm not going to waste my time training for something where a bunch of herbs are going to show up and not take it seriously. Because like I'll outshoot any of them. Like I have the base skill set that I built up over years. That honestly, probably in the at least 75th percentile baseline.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes... I thought you were, like, continuing with what you were saying.
How good of a shooter do you rate yourself as far as airsoft goes?
I
would have to agree with Jungle. Like, I have to be in top 70, 80, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that top 25% jungle. So, yeah, probably about the same place.
But, I mean, we're also the people that are not going to shoot unless we know what we're hitting.
Yeah.
We're not going to waste
our ammo. Like everyone gives me shit because like I don't run optics on my gun, but like that's because I have the muscle memory to just point shoot
John,
everything in airsoft.
John, we give you shit because you run your fucking rear sight in the front of your gun and the front sight backwards on the rear of your gun.
Right, well that's because A, it triggers people real bad,
yeah.
And also like I don't need sights for airsoft. Like you should be able to point shoot everything up to like 200 feet for airsoft and hit your target.
Yeah, that's true. As long as it's not, you know, it's, remember when you came in, you were like, oh, look at this cool gun. John, your optic is on the bottom of your gun, your front sight's in the rear, and your rear sight's on the side. What are you doing?
Right, but like I said, I'll still outshoot half the people at Strikeforce that are still like, no, my red dot's like perfectly zero, and I'm like, I don't understand why I'm not shooting them. Well, because you're a terrible shot, so even though your optic's zeroed, you still suck.
Well, they're also the same kind of people that go into a room shooting before they even see anything in there.
That's the worst.
It's coming down a hallway, and I'm shooting the doorway, and just like spanning the room with no one in it. So...
I get, like, if you see someone fall back around a corner,
This isn't the SAS.
I mean, I personally still wouldn't even keep shooting at the door.
Hit the room, flashbang goes off, leave the room.
That's right. Shoot the hostage, shoot the hostage, shoot the hostage.
No, this is...
Shoot the couch, shoot the hostage, leave.
This is not...
You shot a hostage, yes, Brian.
Oh, the SAS.
No, what so do you silly. Think? Do you think
SAS, you
in,
just
like,
walk up and assassinate someone on a train.
Because
they have a table leg and a bag.
Oh,
and
no, I'm a saw gunner.
Exactly. Do you feel you're in the top 25% for, like, saw gunners, maybe, in Northeast?
I would probably put you up there.
Yeah, I put you up there.
I honestly don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, just by even playing at Calverton, playing against...
Well, first off, the saw gunners you played against at Calverton...
Was that's, Paulie.
Yeah.
Paulie Walnuts and AJ.
Yeah.
Quit typing, Jungle.
I mean,
and
AJ
is
audio drop.
AJ's a beast saw gunner.
He is.
Paulie is a beast at everything he does.
Because he's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'd rank myself.
What dropped?
The audio dropped.
Did it?
Yeah.
On what?
On everybody. Apparently it just says audio dropped on their end.
Oh,
John terrible. And Everyday.
I still show us up. Actually, no, hold on. It's not picking up anymore.
Yeah, so...
Anyone else hear this now? No?
Ricky said he can
hear
someone.
Yep, no, we can hear you.
There we
okay.
go.
That was weird.
I can hear someone breathing and typing. There you go, Ricky.
That's
that
a mechanical
Ricky?
Keyboard over here.
What?
No, not our Ricky. Yeah. He said, I can hear someone breathing and typing. It's like a horror movie.
I would definitely pick...
Timo, I would not rate you lower than the top 30%.
Easily, yeah.
Think about when you went to John Liu games and the Saw Gunners you saw there.
Yeah, but...
And
yeah,
those are people who are
John Liu games are tryhards, but you know they suck.
You have to realize though, those
yeah, but
try-hards,
they're tryhards for like an hour. And
those
a half,
tryhards
and
are
lunch.
In the top 50%. Because think about it, they actually cared enough to go to an op.
Serious.
Like, don't rate yourself so short. Yeah. I mean, stay humble. Like, don't be a dickhead like John.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't like to boast myself that much.
You should.
Did we lose audio again?
No,
no,
I'm just listening.
Good.
I was expecting a quip from you.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking the troll bait.
For once.
Wow.
For
wow.
once. No, honestly, it's, I mean, Doug spoke with you a little on what he does, and you guys kind of do the same thing already,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, man.
I mean, Demo, I told you we're going to go do something, and you just fucking did it, and we murdered people.
Yeah.
Like, that already puts you super high.
Mm-hmm.
Because you enabled me to go full Hobbit.
It's true.
Walked right into fucking Mordor, through the ring, and got out.
You're fucking nerd.
Loser. Don't worry, Sam. I'll carry you. No way,
Frodo.
Sam,
I'll
carry
say,
Frodo.
I'll say, if anything, you're Sam to him. That's so
Chir-volo.
Yeah. Doug definitely showed me a couple points, but beforehand, you know, as a saw gunner, it was pretty much just shoot in a general direction. Because the team I played with, or the group of guys I played with, they're just like, hey, we need someone on, like, a saw. Who has a saw? I have an M60. Use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just like, nah, take care of Dennis. Buy him some Denny's toast.
Yeah. Take care of Dennis. Don't worry, doggy. I know it's cold.
Oh, man. I mean, it could be worse. They could have also had the same mentality where, oh, well, I've got... a drum mag in my M16. You're our saw gunner now.
Oh God!
So they're
no.
Speaking of phrases that are going to trigger you.
Oh no!
I've got a drum mag, a scope, and a suppressor. That makes me a counter sniper, right?
Oh, don't even. I want
to. Hi, welcome to r/airsoft.
No, that's old school. I just got into airsoft and I'm posting on Arnie's for the first time.
What are you talking about? That's weekend gun it as a whole.
Hmm.
Venus.
Venus.
Gun it.
Meth Mondays.
Fuck r/airsoft.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good time. Come on.
Mediocrity incarnate.
Yes.
Just bought my first airsoft gun.
Here's a picture of my toes and the gun.
Yeah. Okay. Don't even start because everybody.
Dang socks,
pictures.
Bro.
I always made sure my feet were out of it.
Every.
Did it annoy me?
I'm sure it annoyed you.
Yeah.
Did you crop your own picture? Do you have toes out of them? Did you cut those off too?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I have all my own.
Oh,
I do all my own stunts.
Yeah, literally.
See, the thing is, like, for pictures like that, I always liked putting my toes in it because it annoyed people.
No, if you're going to do that, it has to be something obnoxious. Like, you have to, like, paint, like, smiley faces on your toenails.
My favorite of people are you put, on Weekend Gun It, put their rifle in between their toes.
I mean, back in the day, there was ARFCOM dick spotting.
I remember ARFCOM.
God.
Because there were so many fucking weirdos who would have, like, a picture of their gun, and you'd see, like, dick hanging into the face.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know if this was intentional or accidental.
What, you don't take naked pictures with your gun?
I mean, yeah, I do.
Well, there you go. You just need to, you know.
What, like, you don't?
No.
Fucking normie. No. Get out.
What do you mean?
Normies, get out!
I hate both of you.
All right, listen.
So much.
There definitely isn't a photo. Maybe there is, but me and, like, Fort Knox, like, sleeping with my gun. That was it, because I was sleeping.
I got a Snapchat.
Fuck you, I had a reason to actually hold my gun while I was sleeping.
I got a Snapchat from Demo earlier this year. I think it was for the John Liu game.
Oh, yeah.
He tucked in, like, the five of his saws and, like, kissed each one goodnight.
Well, no,
like,
no, it was
the one who
tonight. That was a Red Scar.
Yeah, it was,
that was a good time.
It was my scar at the end, and I think someone else. It might have been, like, Guad's M16. I was like, shh, and I kissed it goodnight.
I thought those were all your saws. I was like,
well, no, it was Red Scar. I mean, it was indoors, so I couldn't use the fun gun. I mean, the recoil shock was fun, but
yeah,
as fun as the saw.
But the, I remember seeing that and just remember laughing. Like, yeah, that's... Demo's going to have a good time this weekend.
I was about to say, Mangler, you're not going to roll your toes after that, bro.
I enjoyed the company out of that game. I really did.
Hold on, I gotta read this.
Yeah.
So,
very
Everyday Holster goes, my buddy is a realtor and oftentimes gets appraisal pics with random sex toys left out in bedrooms and bathrooms. That's outstanding.
Wait, hold on, Everyday, do you think that what that is they're trying to entice your realtor friend?
They might be.
They're like, maybe if I let you go in here, I'll, you know, you'll give me a good deal.
Hold on, he's typing right now. No, that's the only way to
when
do
you
it for like
go in here. Do you mean like go in here or like hey friend?
Well, you didn't see the position.
Can we not give him audio access?
We could find out if Everyday has a mic and wants to speak.
Oh, we could do that. I mean, he's typing right now, so. Might as well just let him finish typing it out. Yeah. Rather than be like, hey, here's your speaking. He's like, damn it, I just typed this out. Because that's one of the most terrible things ever.
Damn it.
Hi, my name is Truce.
No, not even that. It's like someone goes and texts you.
It's wrong
and
now.
Halfway between like texting you, they call you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, stop it.
I'm like typing out an email and someone will call me and be like,
okay, possibly he has slept with numerous divorced wives and has, that he's met on referrals. Nice.
Good for
him.
You.
Yeah.
So man. About you getting access to the speaker.
Well, I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, every day.
Although, I've also seen where people are sleeping in the bedroom. Yeah, I've seen pictures like that, too. It's like you're going to go look at an apartment in pictures, and it's like people are sleeping.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a little...
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's a thing of weird shit. He's got a MacBook with a built-in mic. So.
Yeah, awesome. Let's give him privilege.
Well, here's some of your privilege. We're giving you privilege.
Check your privilege, PC, bro.
Yeah.
Mac heathen.
Hey, PC, yo. All
right, we
fuck
just,
PC, man. I'm a Mac guy.
He's
right?
Still muted. Hold on.
All right, well, you're dumb, but...
Dude, I'm just... Listen, the only time I have to use PC is for getting email access to... with my cat card. That is it.
Nudes.
Because my Mac
now.
Doesn't work well with
he may have to join in
no,
the...
No, they'll just sell you a dongle because that's their life cycle.
I'll give you a dongle.
We're going to sell you a laptop with one USB-C port on it that you use for charging and connecting anything into it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's called a Thunderbolt.
I'll give you a Thunderbolt. And a dongle.
And a magic missile.
And a magic missile.
Magic missile!
There you go, dog. Eat the
fucking said ball. The LARPerator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I actually am a LARPerator now.
Yeah, unfortunately. So there's a reason we called you here. We don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Yeah.
something. Take my laptop.
Sees his feet to carry it out.
He walks on his hands out like this. Like.
God. Sorry, it's good we can get his Mac. We can just use GarageBand to record.
If GarageBand ever works.
You say you want to do karate in the garage?
What?
Yeah.
This is the last Modelo, unless you want that. Or
you said he's got my privilege up?
Yeah, but he's got to leave and then come back for it to work.
What?
He's got to leave and then come back for it to work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here he comes. Yeah. So, could definitely get some insight.
Got the beer extractor.
Oh, nice. The beer extractor. The beer extractor is your face.
There we go. Now you should be able to speak.
Don't speak.
Yes, sir.
I know just what you're thinking.
Pancakes?
I didn't hear him.
I haven't heard
anything. Pancakes?
Pancakes?
I can go for pancakes.
I see his mic flashing, but I don't hear
Michael.
Him.
That's
pretty good.
Jake Arms.
Yo. What has that guy been up to?
That's something we discuss after.
Hey! Hey!
John's getting home.
My dog just fucked John. Like, hard.
He's so attracted to somebody.
Oh, no!
Love you, John.
He's like, Daddy, I just wanted to fuck him. Sit.
No, that's not what Demo said.
No, I was talking about the dick.
He's asserting dominance.
Yep. So it seems.
Go ahead.
No,
he's done
it. So now that we gave Everyday Holster speaking access, did we have any questions specifically for him?
Why do you listen to us?
Yeah.
That's actually a good question. And a very good answer.
Yeah, I see his mic flashing, but I'm not getting any sound out.
No, it's coming through.
I'm not getting it through.
We're not getting it.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Hold your thought. I'm going to join and leave, so it might fix it now.
Standing by.
You know, we can keep talking because the audacity is still recording.
Ah, of course.
But we don't want to.
Oh my god, I'm not going to show.
I hate.
Just tell him out.
All of you.
Out.
So, Scuba, how's the view? Just looking at Gunner's bottle.
Alright, now it might work.
Alright, can you hear me now?
Hey!
Oh! Hey!
I love Mo.
So, why do you listen to us?
Well, I found out about you guys with the GMR podcast, and started listening to them probably about a year ago.
All right. Cheers.
After almost a 5-6 year hiatus from Airsoft, and started listening to them, and started getting back into things, and so.
It's kind of nice.
And how did you find our podcast?
He just said to the GMR podcast. The GMR podcast. Okay. That's awesome.
Nice. So Daddy Burner's plugin actually worked.
For once.
Yeah, Daddy Burner's plugin always works.
So where are you from, man?
So I grew up... Feel free to not put all your shit out on the internet also. Yeah. So I grew up in New Bedford, Mass. Went to college in Cleveland, Ohio, which is where I played the majority of my airsoft, and I currently live
in... God, that's so unfortunate.
All right, Jungle, forget what I said about you being a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, continue. No, you're fine. No, Cleveland sucked for sure. But
according to the Drew Carey song, Cleveland rocks, so I disagree.
Yeah, but Drew Carey's fat and no one believes him.
And we just lost our only listener.
I was agreeing with Cleveland Rocks. So.
I know, I'm saying Jungle.
But he was agreeing that Cleveland sucks.
I don't know.
No, Cleveland absolutely sucks. It was three horrible years with three decent years of airsoft, so. Yeah.
Badass.
So do you know a Ted Mosby? Because I think he lived in Cleveland, too.
No.
Okay.
So, Dave, I hate to break it to you, but he doesn't exist.
That's a lie.
Wait, I thought that show was a documentary.
It is a documentary.
It's not.
It's not?
Be. No.
Yeah, it's this a documentary is all about secret how government I met lies. Your mother. Yeah.
All right, we're not going into those, but...
Conspiracy! 3, 2, 1,
go!
No!
Real.
Actually, Jungle, do you know about the conspiracy warning now?
The what?
So, no, he was there when,
I don't think he was.
No, when Joe was back, we played at, Calverton.
Yeah.
The, conspiracy 3-2-1 there.
Yeah. So every time Jesus goes and says something about a conspiracy, he has to give a countdown. So it's like, rather than just jumping into it, he's gonna be like, oh my god, this, that, the conspiracy, 3-2-1, go! And just, like, goes at it. Because that's just, it's Jesus, and he doesn't know any numbers under 11 and what it's like to not have the knob ripped off.
Just like Megalo the other day, Princess Diana and the SAS.
Well, that's true. Everyone knows that. So, alright, actually, you know what? Every day.
The only thing in that vein is Burner and I were talking yesterday, because I guess he watched Snowden recently, and he was like, jungle level with me. How accurate is that?
So, John, feel free to not put your dirty laundry on the internet.
Actually, so I'm not, because I haven't seen the movie yet, so I can't comment on it.
Gotcha.
But I told him, I'll get back to you.
Isn't it an Oliver Stone movie? It's not going to be accurate?
It depends, because they had him consulting on the movie.
Interesting. I might have to watch it then.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's probably all about the prison program, but it is what it is.
Yeah, true. So actually, every day, what got you into airsoft? Like, what? Give us your airsoft story, because you're our only listener. And Ricky, I forgot about you too, but
we didn't.
Ricky, I played paintball all the way through senior year of college. My parents were super anti-gun, which is hilarious because I own a holster company now.
So is that an awkward Thanksgiving?
What?
I said, is that an awkward Thanksgiving where they're like, so how's your business? I know, I'm still selling accessories to those things you hate.
It's weird. I mean, I was at my mom's house for some fundraiser she had and ended up being a fundraiser for some social justice thing like 3 or 4 years ago. And I was on my way to a gun rally in Kentucky, the state capitol. And so I showed up at her house, like all dressed up, dressed nicely, but I had, you know, a gun and an open holster and a drop leg and an AR slung, and all of her friends were like, what is this person doing here? So, yeah, it's a little awkward.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I wish you had a GoPro for that.
The only guns I get were paintball guns, kind of did that progression, and then went away to college. Paintball was really expensive, and I was kind of burnt out from it, and fraternity brother showed me airsoft, and he had just had some, you know, Springer, some basic stuff. I think he had like a UTG Warhawk at one point, and I got full on into it. And by the time I came back to school, I guess after winter break that freshman year, I picked up a KSC Glock and a TM G3 SAS. And
what year was this?
This was 2005.
I was going to say,
you're my people.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Jungle had a G3 SAS.
Finger guns, my guy.
Everybody had the TM Glocks, which were, not the TM Glock, the KSC ones. So, yeah, you're speaking to like-era people, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, yeah, I wasn't sure how to get out and play, and it ended up working out through Airsoft Ohio. I was ended up setting a deal to trade that G3 SAS to a guy that was running a team. They're still around. They took hikes for a while, but it's Task Force 216 out of Cleveland. And met up with the guys. They invited me out. Ended up trading that for an upgraded TM M733 Black Hawk Down style.
Finger guns, my guy.
ran that, played with those guys. They're really cool. There's a location out in Cleveland, and it abuts up to a public park, but it's a private earth moving company, and somebody knew somebody there, and so we got to play at this massive site with like massive dirt mounds and hills, and it was definitely a blast. Except for the one time we ran an op where the guy running it dressed up in full, like, man dress, like, Lawrence of Arabia turban, the whole nine yards, sword, and AK, and the cops get called, and I kind of freaked out a little bit, but, it was awesome. It was an awesome, awesome experience, and so, played with those guys, went through numerous iterations of guns, picked up a TM Mark 23, which is what I ran for the longest time.
My dude.
Just because I had all sorts of gun issues from gun breaking to
broken power. Yeah, like a rite of passage. Like you had
to
have
every old school player on Long Island has or had a TM Mark 23.
Yep. And I just got done picking up two recently, so I'm back in the game.
It's amazing how it comes full circle.
So could you actually comment on, because I heard from some of the Amped guys that were pretty involved in the Airsoft Ohio scene, like, wasn't that a pretty tight-knit community back in the day? Because it was the only kind of forum, and Ohio was kind of a spread-out scene as a whole, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That was basically that was the only way to get in contact. And so you had, teams from kids that would get together and kind of play in their backyard and come out to events to legit, I mean, there was a team called Tactical Airsoft Cleveland. And I mean, like, they went full gamut for a while. They took it to an extreme for a while. I mean, they wore the, go all the way full SEAL, like Tridents, but they definitely wore the Pirate Flag patches and they ran SEAL kits and the whole nine yards. There's some cool experiences there. They used to have a guy who was a mayor of a town, so anytime a house would get foreclosed on or get ready to get demolished, he'd allow us to go out and play there.
it was a fucking bad ass. Middle America, man.
It was definitely a lot of fun. And then when I'd come back to Louisville, there's a Airsoft Louisville was an organization.
I don't think I can even pronounce that.
Louisville?
Yeah.
It's Louisville.
But there's more letters there.
It's not Louisville.
There's way
it's
more letters
Louisville.
There, but yeah. I started calling it Louisville, and now I call it Louisville, so.
Yeah, once you go there, you will come out pronouncing
it
correct.
That's the same as, New Orleans or Narlins.
Narlins, yeah.
Or, let's say, Mozzadel, and, all those Italian things that don't make any sense. They take letters out.
Fucking Italians. Oh, wait, this is now not the meeting of No Italians, because Demo's here.
Oh. Yep.
Damn it. But, dude, that's awesome. Like, that's pretty cool, especially, we appreciate you coming out and, just bullshitting with us on this and actually being a solid follower.
Yeah.
Did one of our guys reach out to you? Did he actually shoot you a PM?
Not yet, but,
not yet. Okay.
Yeah, he's been busy.
Yeah, because I sent him over the information, so if, he's just kind of slow. And if you hadn't noticed, it definitely talks that way, too.
Good.
Well, yeah, other than that, anybody else?
I mean, dude, if you're ever in the New York area...
Like, let us know.
Just hit up Dave. I mean, you got his number, or you're hitting him up DMs.
The Instagrams.
I'll let you guys know for sure. Definitely plan on going to, Iron Horse?
Oh, you're going to Iron Horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we're going to meet you there, then.
Yeah.
So are you going cost, or are you going UFS?
Whatever tan is.
UFS.
Good.
Oh, man.
Yes.
We're doing UFS now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
You're gonna be with Tier Fun. Don't worry.
You're going to be with high-sodium individuals.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll, I'm going to mark 46 I'm putting together for it, and then hopefully I'll have the PTWs up and running.
Awesome.
You run a PTW?
It's an amalgamation of, the CTWs and the PTWs, but yeah, I used to work on guns at a field before I stopped playing a couple years ago, so actually, while you guys were on earlier and I was not allowed to talk, I was actually swapping out MOSFET transistors on an ECU for a PTW.
Bad ace.
Nice. So, do you laugh every time Scuba says, I still haven't sent out my motors to tech?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I found some good deals lately. There's some motors that have popped up. The last motor I picked up was $40. I need a set of brushes, but otherwise it was good to go.
Honestly, the SHS
I sent one out. I finally sent one out.
You finally did?
I did it this week, man. It left 2 days ago.
I don't know if
this
is gonna
I have another one, though, so I might just try to, fix it myself. I sent the nice one out.
Okay, because, the SHS motors are pretty decent. And they're $65 or $80 retail.
Yeah,
I
and
know
I mean,
it's just
I
a
mean,
motor though.
But throw a motor in. PTWs consume motors anyway.
What's up?
If you break them in underwater and under distilled water, it gives you longer life.
Well, and you can get, like, the electronics, like, waterproofing spray that
yep.
is fine for it.
Well, no, what he's talking about is when you run the motor in the first time to seat the brushes, you run it submerged in water so you don't burnish the comm.
Yep.
Okay.
You will show me.
Yeah.
Currently, what else am I working on? We're going to do basically...
We'll do it in my house. We're going to build that lab power supply.
The float mags for the picking up, or the, for the mag pulls. Okay. I think I've got those cracked, so hopefully I'll be running those to the steel mags.
Okay.
Bad ace.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to run a PTW too.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. I'll probably just borrow
some. No, I went back to naturally aspirated. I'm going back to AEG.
Back in the Ferrari days, bro.
Damn it, Dave.
You know what? You knew exactly what I was talking about too when I said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. It's...
So.
I'm right there too, so.
Yeah.
Because apparently some kid was supposed to come by my PTW for the past 3 weeks, but has yet to come in.
Who's that?
Some kid. He's like, yeah, I'll give you this much. I was like, cool. Everything's together. Let me know when. Hasn't really come in. I have a bevel gear on the way that it needed, and it needs a new pinion gear on the motor.
I can't do this myself.
Oh, I mean, you can.
I can't stop.
You totally can.
Scooby, you don't need three PTWs.
Shut up, John.
If you're right.
If he wants to use a PTW at NOP, he does.
No. It was totally back by attack in time.
Yeah. I'd hope so.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, dude, which I doubt.
Although, listen to this. If you're going to run a PTW at NOP, bring a can of compressed air.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
I plan to bring probably the two backup lower, basically two backup guns on the PTW side, so.
Yeah, so I think it's going to, I'm going to wind up running the KWA and bringing the recoil shock as a backup.
I'm going to ball out and probably just do the one PTW, and if I fail, I was okay. You know what, at least I tried.
Don't you have a VIF still?
Nope. Richard Winning Powell has that.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes he does.
And he destroyed it.
Well,
and it looks gorgeous now, though.
Yeah, that's destroyed. He just took it apart and put new parts into it.
Oh,
like externally.
Does. He buys a gun just for the looks, and realizes a week later, oh, this sucks. I want to change it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's actually a nice setup because it's not set up based on like a military setup.
Yeah.
It's I would go to a rifle class with this setup. It's actually really nice, very clean, very lightweight.
But he's got that rail heat, that weird rail he got, right?
Remington rail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that, but it's got a silver barrel, I think, on it. It's interesting. Yeah. It's, it's like a bastard child. It's kind of nice.
For anyone running a PTW, you can score some decent deals on the CTWs. They're 100% compatible. The electronics aren't that great, but if if you're running as a backup, I snagged one off Airsoft Society a couple days ago for like $120, $130 shipped.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Actually, you know what? What's your input on the ANKs?
All right, so I've got an ANK. It was the first one I bought. Not compatible with the CTWs, receiver-wise, gearbox-wise. The dimensions are just off, so I'm guessing, therefore, they won't be compatible with the Sistemas.
And just barely. Even the uppers and lowers are
just off,
right?
Yeah.
They're not bad. One of the biggest issues they have is the we'll hear people talk about is they'll play with them fine for a while and then they'll start going to shoot them and the motor will spin with the gear where with the receiver up. If you close, you just hear a whine. They have a problem with the pinion gear on the motor getting shoved down, so you have to readjust it. Other than that, I mean they're not bad. I think they're solid for what they are.
That's exactly what happened.
I have a broken one sitting in my basement that I've just been lazy. I might give Doug parts out of it.
You might.
Yeah, people have been picking off parts on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, parts for the most part squared away. I did fry completely fry the MOSFET in it, so that's probably a weak point. But
I'm very interested in the AK, the CTW AK.
That's never coming out?
It's out.
No,
did it finally come out after, like 3 years?
Yeah, well, they had pre-orders last December, stemming up until, I think, this past May.
Did they actually ship any?
I believe they did.
Do people actually have them?
Within the past week or so. I don't know if it's...
I've seen a few postings about people getting them. The really cool thing is they have a challenge kit, essentially, where you provide your own motor and electronics.
Yeah, and it's only like $375 or like $425.
Really?
$1,000 or $1,200 they want for the gun.
What mags do they use?
Are they their own proprietary, or are they the
I believe they're their own proprietary mags.
Of course. Of course they are. Junk.
Because they've got the cutoff in them, just like the PPW. Right.
I didn't know if they used like eyes or something as a cutoff instead, and you would like drill out the hop unit.
Yeah.
Too simple.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't know. China. I did think the really ironic part was that their distribution point for the UK is in Belfast, and they're basically, you know, solid AKs, just with milled out parts to fit airsoft stuff. So I thought that was kind of ironic.
That is actually, that's really interesting. Yeah.
So Supreme Leader Cuomo won't allow.
No. Supreme Leader Emperor Cuomo.
God Emperor Cuomo.
Yeah. But
no, yeah, that sucks for you guys. I texted some DM'd I think even Jesse Bink about if they needed AR mags, because I can still get pre-ban mags, but apparently you guys can't even have those.
Yeah, pre-ban mags are they got rid of the whole concept of pre-ban. They are unsafe,
according to the New York Safe Act.
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yes.
But don't you feel safe, guys?
No.
No, if I put mine so in there, I'm safe.
Knowing
put that temp one.
Feel super safe that my kills gun all is the 75 kids in school. Miles away.
Yep.
You guys should organize a trip to come down for the machine gun shoot sometime. And Knob Creek.
Yeah, I've thought about that, actually.
Did you just say Knob Creek? Like, do they also happen to make bourbon?
So it's the same creek, but different location. Basically, Knob Creek Range is a former range at Knox that's no longer attached to Knox. Actually, it's owned by a private family, but yes, I mean, it's in the same area, but yeah, different families.
Yeah, I actually.
How far away is the distillery? Let's talk that.
Not that far. Like, and that's the cool thing is, you guys, I mean, if you organize a trip, you can do machine gun shoot, you can do bourbon tour, so you can hit 4 or 5 different distilleries, Buffalo Trace, Woodford.
Yeah.
I hit Evan Williams when I was there. That was pretty good. I liked Evan Williams.
And then, yeah, Evan Williams,
so many.
Yeah, there's a ton of stores. The other cool thing that a lot of people don't know about is you gotta get vetted and send all your info in, but you can actually volunteer to roleplay at Zussman against any of the elite units that use that training facility.
Elite units.
Really?
Hi.
Yeah.
Elite units meaning John Rue?
No.
No, elite units meaning like...
Yeah, no, I know exactly who they're talking about.
Like the cadets that are there during the summer.
Yeah.
I would not call Carino elite.
he's an elite unit.
Yeah, you wouldn't call me elite, bro?
No.
All right, Rotzi, but...
That's all... Dude, that's literally what's there during the summer.
As far as Zussman goes, last time I checked, it was still fully booked. Any of the times we went, it was all... I mean, I don't know, Rangers and above for all intents and purposes. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, you get shot with Sims. You get to shoot paintballs at them. It works out.
Fair advantage. If we were all to go and we won, what would happen to us?
I was going to say, there would be a lot of...
Okay, so we... Alright, one of the ones we did, we got told to hold down the building, so we took the second floor and parts of the first floor, and so, you know, we get hit with a small element, like 8 to 10 guys, and totally repel them, and we lit them up left and right. And so we're all like, yeah, this is awesome, great. Well, next thing you know, a Chinook drops tail end into the courtyard, and 40 guys come out the back with a dog, and they start blowing doors off. And it gets real interesting. I mean, like, they throw 9 bangers in the room, so training flashbangs, they go off 9 times, they hop around, which just sucks. And yeah, then you get shot with Sims. So, yeah.
But what if we beat them? What happens to us? Do we replace them?
Serious.
It's just gonna progressively get more and more
violent
till one of our bones gets broken.
It's like Modern Warfare 3 or 2.
It's
like
defense.
Yeah.
So actually, one of the
the fifth round Garibusey comes. Host of the nightmare.
One of the night missions, I was supposed to die, and a guy in a building adjacent for me was supposed to live. Well, they fucked up the order, killed him, and flashbanged me, and I ended up getting interrogated with white light in pitch black dark conditions and zip cuffed in the whole nine yards. So, yeah, I mean, they get creative.
Interesting.
So, when you get to round five...
I need to do this next summer. Yeah, let's make it happen.
John, over there.
John, why couldn't we do this for your bachelorette party and not go into the woods?
Could we do that this summer? Because I'm not going to be here this summer.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, when you say this summer, you mean 2017?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I've got family in Nashville that so, we could just get drunk at.
We have to make it to wave five. Because on wave five, right, the heavens open and Gary Busey descends.
I don't want to fight
Gary Busey. And you fight Gary Busey, the final boss of life.
Amazon Fire Stick!
I don't want to fight Gary Busey at all.
But Dave, how are you going to win life if you don't beat Gary Busey, host of The Nightmare?
I'd rather fuck J.J. Rakotich in my kitchen on the Texas Star. That's the way it is.
That's the mini boss.
Oh, great. Great.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, story tours are fun. Bars are open until 4 a.m. here.
Yeah, I love it.
And there's some pretty cute women floating
around. That's their Waffle House.
Dude, just go to...
Waffle House.
Just go to,
Me and the Waffle House waitress.
Wool, the school dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, what school?
Wool.
Actually, so I've got a degree from Louisville. I transferred out of Cleveland and went back to school to finish, so.
Yeah.
Dude. The women there are gorgeous.
Dude. Yeah.
Dude. Hey. Fourth Street Live?
Dude. Fourth Street Live is a good time. Dude. Always a good time.
We'll bring you to Fourth Street Live. Awesome.
Maybe I'll bring you to Fourth Street Live.
No, maybe, like, we'll show you.
You two are going to show me a good time?
He's probably going to show you a better time, but I've been to Fourth Street Live. Fourth Street Live is a great time.
You seem he's got a tighter butthole than you?
We're talking about Waffle House. Actually, I was in Waffle House.
I love it.
So I'm sitting there waiting for my food, and this waitress starts freaking out that the guy that picked up the last to-go order took her pen, and it's a $2 pen, and she's freaking out. And she's ripping the place apart. So she finally figures out that he took it. She somehow figures out where he works, calls his work, and demands to speak to him about her pen and how he needs to bring it back. It was.
I wouldn't even be angry at that point.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was
only in mobile.
And for anyone who hasn't seen it, please check out the Waffle House Waitress video by Ross Patterson.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes, it is. But other than that, anybody got any questions or anything? Bring this to a close. It was a solid hour and a half almost.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Everyday Holsters, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that was awesome.
Dead silence as the dog licks his paws. And on that bombshell, I'm going to kill the audacity.
See you later. Bye-bye.